The reading is Luke chapter 11, verses 5 to 13, and that's on page 734. Let's just pray before we read. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you that we are able to study it today. Please help us listen to it now, and may it shape our hearts to follow you. For your glory. Amen. Luke chapter 11, verse 5. Then he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.' Then the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, we'll give him a scorpion. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?"
Thanks, Shona. But do keep your Bible open in front of you there. We're going to look at that passage together now. As we do, I wonder who can tell me, if anyone can tell me who these guys are. Does anyone know who they are or what story they're from? It's not Lion King. It's, what was that, sorry, someone say? Aladdin. Yeah, so there's Aladdin and Jasmine and the genie. I don't know if genie's got a name. He's just genie, I think. This is the story of Aladdin. Anyone been seeing the new Aladdin films out at the cinema at the moment? Yeah, a couple of people have made a new film of Aladdin. Not sure what was wrong with the old one, but someone decided to make a new one. It's at the cinema at the moment. We love the story of Aladdin, don't we? It's a classic story. The story of a boy who has nothing, and then he finds this amazing lamp, this magical lamp. And when he rubs it, genie comes out, and genie grants him whatever he wishes for. And what's not to love about that? We'd love that, wouldn't we? Imagine that. Anything we ask for, we could have it, just like that. Just by asking. Well, the story of Aladdin, it is just that. It's a story, isn't it? It's a great story, but it is just a story. And what Jesus is talking about today, in this passage we're looking at today, is so much better, even better, than a magical lamp with a genie that grants us whatever we want. So much better than that. And what's more, what Jesus is talking about is completely real and true and available for all of us here today to have and enjoy for ourselves. Jesus is talking here in this passage that Shona just read for us about prayer. He's been talking to his disciples about prayer. In the few verses just before, he's been teaching them about the kinds of things that they should say when they pray and what they should pray about. And then in this passage we're looking at here, Jesus teaches us and his followers about how we should pray. And the first thing that Jesus shows us in this passage is that when we pray, which is just talking to God, that's all we're saying when we're talking about prayer, it's just talking to God. When we pray, Jesus says, we should pray boldly because God always answers. That's the point of this story that Jesus tells about these two neighbors. Do you remember how that story goes? Did you hear how the story goes that Jesus told? There's these two guys. This first neighbor, here he is, let's call him Barry, this guy here. And Barry, he's at home one night, it's late at night, and he has a couple of visitors show up. And they're good friends of his, and they've travelled a long way, been travelling all day, and they've showed up all of a sudden. Barry didn't know they were coming. It was before the days of mobile phones, and so he hasn't got any food in. And they get there, and they've been travelling all day. They're hungry, and Barry goes and looks in his cupboards, and he realises they're empty. He's got nothing to give them. And so he thinks, oh, this is embarrassing. What am I going to do? I know, I'll go next door to see my neighbour, Gary. It's the middle of the night, but, you know, he's my neighbour. That's what neighbours are for. He'll help me out. And so Barry goes next door, see Gary, and he bangs on the door. Knocks on the door, and there's nothing. It's the middle of the night. Gary and his family, they're all asleep in bed. So what does Barry do? Well, he knocks a bit harder on the door this time, doesn't he? And still there's nothing. Everyone's still in bed. So what does Barry do this time? Well, he knocks on the door again, even louder. And this time he shouts, Gary, it's Barry, I need your help, you need to wake up. And so Gary kind of stirs out of bed, sticks his head up, he says, what's going on, what's all the noise, I'm in bed, we're all asleep. And Barry says, look, I need a favour, some friends have come to visit, and I've got no food to give them, please, can you get up, and can I borrow some food, can you give me some bread, so that I've got something to give my guests. And so Gary gets up, and he goes over to his cupboards, and he gets some food out of the cupboard, and he gives it to Barry. Barry takes it home to his guests, and he gives them something to eat. What I know about you, but I don't know if I would ever be as bold as Barry was in that story. It's embarrassing. Is that you? Is that you, Howard? No. Hold on a sec. Sorry. I'm sorry. That is so embarrassing. Sorry, let me just turn that off. I don't know about you, but what was I saying? I would never be as bold as Barry in that story. I mean, imagine, can you... Sorry, hold on 1 second. Sorry, hello? Yeah, sorry, no, I'm right in the middle of a talk at the moment. No, you have to call back another time. Sorry about that. Sorry, I'll just try and get this off on silent. What was I saying? Yeah, Barry, I would... Sorry, give us 1 second. Sorry, Ben, yeah, go on. Yeah, you got to make it quick. You need to borrow my car. Is there no one else? Okay, just make it really quick if you have to. Just really quickly, yeah, that'd be... All right, I'll see you in a sec. All right, bye. Sorry about that. Ben...
Mate, yeah, I really needed that. Really
no worries, here you go. Just look after it, okay? Yeah. What was I saying? Barry in the story. I don't know about you, but I would never be as bold as Barry. I think after the first time I was told to go away or there was no answer, I think I would have given up. But do you see what Jesus is saying in this story? Jesus is saying in this story that when we pray, we should be as bold as Barry in that story, or I suppose as bold as Ben just now, phoning me and asking to borrow my car. Didn't take no for an answer, but kept going. Jesus says that is how bold we should be when we pray. Look at what Jesus says down in verse 9 of that passage in Luke chapter 11. I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Jesus doesn't say knock and the door might be open to you. Seek and you might find. No, he says you will. You will. So that means when we pray, when you pray, you don't need to be like this guy. Timid, tiptoeing into God's presence, kind of worrying that we might use the wrong words or that God might not want to hear us at the moment. No, we can be bold. More like this guy. We can be honest with God, tell God about what's happening, how we're feeling, what's going on in our lives and in our world. We can be completely open and honest with him. Jesus says that's how we're to pray. God is never too busy and he's never not interested in what we have to say. So next time you're worried about something, next time you're sad about something, next time you hear about someone who's in need of something, remember Jesus' words here in Luke chapter 11 and pray. Pray boldly, knowing that God will hear and he will answer. That's what Jesus says to us today. But you're probably thinking, well, I can think of loads of times before that I've prayed and I've asked God for something and he hasn't given them to me, at least not yet. Well, Jesus says here that God will answer. There's loads of times it feels like my prayers haven't been answered. What do we make of that experience with what Jesus says here? So what do we do when it feels like our prayers haven't been answered? Jesus says, pray boldly, knowing that God will answer. What do we do when it feels like that's not the case? Well, the last bit of this passage, what Jesus says to us here, helps us to think about that question, I think. So in verses 11 to 13, down at the bottom of the passage there, Jesus teaches us that God is a loving Father who only gives the best gifts to his children. Do you remember Barry's neighbour here, Gary? Gary was fast asleep, wasn't he, when Barry came round asking to borrow some bread. And the point of that story was that we should be like Barry, bold. Not that God is like Gary, asleep. Now, you don't have to keep banging on the door to wake God up when you want something. God isn't like a friend who we might ask for a favor, who we have to keep kind of phoning to get him to listen. No, Jesus says God is more like a dad who loves to give good gifts to his kids. And Jesus tells another story, doesn't he, to help make that point. Have a look at verse 11 of the passage where Jesus says, which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, would give him a scorpion? So imagine a little boy or a little girl saying to their dad, Dad, can I have something to eat? And dad says, yeah, okay, just grab something here. And he grabs him out a live poisonous snake. And he says, yeah, there you go, son. Yeah, there you go, tuck into that. I'd be absolutely mad, wouldn't it? No dad would do that. Be horrible. And Jesus carries on here in verse 13. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Mums and dads love giving their kids really good presents. And God loves giving his children good presents even more. But here's the thing about parents and presents. Who here has ever asked their mum or dad for something and their mum and dad have said, no, you can't have that now? Who's that ever happened to? I think most of us have had that experience, haven't we? And that's because mums and dads, they know what's best for us. And actually, when we're really quite small, mums and dads tend to know what's best for us even better than we do ourselves. And so we might say to our mum or dad, please, could I have some more chocolate? And our mum or dad, they know that actually if we have any more chocolate, we're going to be sick. And because they love us lots and lots, they don't want us to be sick. And so they say, no, that's not a good idea right now. And that can be quite frustrating, can't it, sometimes? Or sometimes we might say to our mum and dad, please, can I have that toy? I really, really want that toy. Please, can I have it? And our mum and dad, they might say, no, actually. Because even though to us that toy looks amazing, our mum and dad maybe know that it's really a bit rubbish. And when we get home, it's going to break, and then we're going to be really sad and disappointed. And because they love us, they don't want us to be sad and disappointed. And sometimes that experience of mum and dad saying no, it can be really frustrating, can't it? But as we grow up, we come to realize more and more that they love us and they want what's best for us. Well, most of the time, mums and dads, they're not always, those of us who are mums and dads, we're not always brilliant parents. And sometimes, oftentimes actually, we get it wrong. But our Heavenly Father, who Jesus is telling us about here, he never gets it wrong. He's like the perfect dad who always knows what's best for us. And he always gives us that. Even though sometimes, at the time, it doesn't feel like it. And it feels frustrating, because we're not getting what we want. We're getting what he knows is best for us. And if we find that hard to believe, if it feels like what God has given us is not what's best, well, Jesus says God has proved to us that he always gives us the best gifts by already giving all of his children, everyone who puts their trust in Jesus, the best present that we could ever, ever receive. Have a look at verse 13 again, just at the very end. How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? God gives to all who ask him his Holy Spirit. He gives the gift of himself. His Spirit himself comes and lives in everyone who trusts in Jesus, helps us to know and feel that we are his children, and to feel that he loves us, and to remind us that he's always with us, and to help us to live his way. It's the best gift we could ever receive. And God our Father, he gives us that when we put our trust in Jesus. Now, I've got a present here, actually, for someone. Surprise for somebody here. I've actually gone to the trouble of getting you a present. And the lucky person who is going to receive a present, just one, I'm afraid, is Georgia. Georgia Begbie. Where's Georgia? Is Georgia here? Yeah, Georgia's over here. If Georgia, why don't you stand up and just come down here? I've got a present for you. And if you kind of go that way. That's it. Keep going that way. And your present is quite big, so I couldn't kind of get it wrapped up or anything. It's just through those doors there. So if you head through that door there, have you got any idea what your present is, Georgia? You know what it's going to be? Big surprise. If you open that door, you'll find your present. Oh, look at that. There you go, Georgia. That was better than any any sweets or toys, wasn't it, Georgia? Yes. Please say yes. Please say yes. And what would we all prefer? We'd all love sweets, toys, things like that. But at the end of the day, present of your dad who loves you and is always going to be there for you and cares for you is much better than any sweets or any stuff you could ever be given, isn't it? And that's what God our Father gives us in the Holy Spirit himself, the best gift any of us could ever receive. And if you've trusted in Jesus as your King, you've received that gift. You have God himself, the Holy Spirit, living inside you. So even if God chooses not to give us some of the other things that we might ask for, we know that he is doing what's for our best because he's given us himself. Well, why don't we pray and say thank you to him just as we close? Father, thank you so much that we can call you Father. And we thank you so much that you're not a far-off, distant Father, but you are with us. We thank you that you've given us yourself, your Holy Spirit, so that you are always with us wherever we are. And we pray that you'd help us to trust that you're always giving us what's for our best. Pray that you'd help us with that, especially when it doesn't feel like that sometimes and we feel frustrated and our circumstances are tough. Please help us to trust that you are always working for our best and to follow you and to listen to you and to live for you every day. And we pray that in Jesus' name and for his glory's sake. Amen.